This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity, maybe insanity, pseudo-sanity. Here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, and not part of the problem, right? My people are not part of the problem. My listeners, you're not part of the problem, right? If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation. Give me your email address. I'd love to have that. We only send out one email a week. I let you know what's going on with the show, who we're going to have on, that kind of stuff. Always good. Anyway, look at you're all waiting. Corey Duncan is going to join us after the break. We'll see if and what he has to say about the lunacy going on out there. Just nuts with what's happening. And then after yesterday, you know, that big nothing burger with extra nothing on it? Seriously. They're going out of their minds. I mean, impeachment, these people actually are still looking at impeachment. And over what? I don't know. Right, I mean, and I don't know. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I will a little bit here. Judge Napolitano, right on Fox. I don't know, what is he still doing on Fox? That's what I want to know. He's not one of us. Most of his legal opinions are wrong, and so what he's now accusing Trump of just unleashing hate and nothing but pure, unadulterated hate. Right? So, he says, when I was an undergrad at Princeton University during the height of the Vietnam War, surrounded by fellow students who condemned it, and even some who later left our country to avoid fighting in it, the mantra used by supporters of the war was America, love it or leave it. In my misguided Bom Hanoi youth, I uttered this phrase, which I now detest, the phrase itself, which it's, you know what, why? If you don't love America, if this is, what are you doing here? That would be the question. How demented are you to sit in a country, to be in a place that you can't stand? Take it down to a more local level, you know, state, county, whatever. How smart are you to move into an area that you don't like? You can't stand the people. You can't stand what they stand for. Oh, my God, there's too many churches in the area, too many synagogues, too many mosques, whatever. I mean, if you really hate the area you live in and you stay, I'm a little worried about you. It doesn't sound like a very stable person to me, right? So, yeah. You know, California, love it or leave it. New York, love it or leave it. Florida, love it or leave it. There's other places you can go. We want you to be happy. That's what it really boils down to. I don't want you to live anywhere where you're unhappy, you don't want to be, and you can't change it just by yelling about it. That's the other thing, too. They don't really want to do the work. They don't want to discuss. They want to yell at you and tell you how wrong you are. You can take two people on each side of the room in this case. One person says, I love America so much, I want borders, I want laws, I want to live by the rule of law, I want to make sure that people coming here are who they say they are, they don't want to do us any harm, and they want a better life for them and their kids. And then there's the other side that says, I love America so much, and I think we should have open borders. Anybody should be able to come here. Anybody should be able to take from the tax rolls. Anybody should be able to vote. Right? And we don't have to know what you're doing here and who you are and who you really are. Right? I mean, think about it. And they're now Judge Napolitano has decided, again, like I said, I wasn't going to talk about this, but here you go. You know, see, remember, this was in the 60s, it was the era of, you know, assassinations, three assassinations in that era, right? JFK, RFK, and Martin Luther King Jr. They were chanting things like, hey, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? Because as far as, you know, the loons of the left were concerned, the only thing being done in Vietnam was that kids were being killed. Kids, just kids. Right? So this kind of thing is nothing new. But the fact that we actually have people claim to be conservatives buying into it is scary as all get out. Don't you think? And then Pelosi, who used to have pretty darn good control of her party, she's no slouch. Pelosi has totally lost control of the Democratic Party. She is not, by any stretch of the imagination, got everything under control. She actually pushed health care in the middle of impeachment calls, right? She warned the congressional Democrats who are pushing hard for impeachment proceedings not to disparage other colleagues who don't sound the same tone. I mean, so she's having real hard to, before it was easy for her to do. Pull them together, get them in a room, tell them to knock it off, or they were going to get the office next to the bathroom. But apparently, that's not working anymore. So she had, you know, she has her weekly meeting. Where she, you know, she's pretty much calling all her inner circle. But I always get a kick out of this. It's kind of like she has probably been so used to it in the past, where she lays out what she wants. And if people don't agree, they grab her alone. Now she's got these four nut jobs that probably start yelling on the call. I can only imagine. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Corey Duncan joins us in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot that you can get involved with. And before I bring him in, Corey Duncan is our guest. You know, I got to tell you something. I'm watching more and more violence going against our police officers again. And you know, Chicago just had a community day where they actually had a pinata that looked like an ICE agent that they were beating on. Isn't that great that teach your kids that kind of stuff. You know, I'm kind of to the point where I'm going, what we should do is set up a perimeter around some of these cities and just let them eat each other up. They hate the cops. They hate authority. They hate law. They want to do what they want to do. Let them do what they want to do. Let's erect a 30-foot fence around some of these cities that think they have a right to do whatever they want to do. I'm fine with that. Corey Duncan joins me every week. Always trying to feed me some common sense. I wish he'd stop. Corey, how you doing?
I don't want to feed you common sense. You have common sense. Even though your geographic is a little off, where you are. But I thank you always, you and Tammy. You're so gracious to have a good kernel on this week to give not only my editorial, but to give, you know, I told you I'm a true truth. Pro truth person. And, you know, once again, I ran into one of my black liberals this week. And, you know, now it's two now. I moved out. I said, it's two of you now. And, you know, it's just crazy because matter of fact, we just had a discussion about the same thing that you just got finished talking about. your first segment that I heard you talking about, that old sag face Nancy Pelosi that's out there about her having that's what I call a funhouse face. She's got one of the faces that you pull, you know, you look at the funhouse mirror. But anyway, that's another story for another day, because guess what? They're about to have their little civil war in the DNC, which I applaud. Now we need the same thing to happen in the RNC.
Ooh,
so we can start.
You're right.
Remember, this is the Corey Duncan Independent Conservative Hour, sponsored by the Grassroots Conservative Association Group. Yes, that's what needs to happen within the RNC, is that they need to take and have something like that and start cleaning out all these people that are these provocateurs of trying to make a living off of the middle class, and then trying to claim that they're on the middle class on Facebook or whatever, you know. But the problem here with all of these cities, all the Democrat cities, and I want to thank my friend of mine that told me, gave me the complete update on the true numbers of Baltimore City, 192 murders. Okay, let me explain something to you. That means that there will be mid-threes probably, because the summer is not even over with, and this weekend is not even started. So we already know what's going to happen. See, you know, the thing of it is with a lot of these Democrat cities is that the media is brought off. The media is one of these, you know, I continue to say, like Baltimore, that Baltimore continues to sit up and they want to cook the books. They want to have these white folks that have this white guilt where they sit up and say, "Well, you poor black man." But it's black on black crime. It's the white man is not doing this. It's the black on black crime. And then when the law enforcement goes a step in, they say, "Wait a minute. We don't want law enforcement." Did you hear about what happened in Detroit? The police commissioner there has said he has started a program where, I'm trying to think what it was. He took and started using another program of arresting people, facial recognition. And they said, like Brandon Scott in Baltimore City, you can't do that. That's against us. That's against their civil rights. I mean, their civil rights to do that and this and that. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. If it'll stop 8 people getting murdered every day in each one of these cities, why not? One is too much. But if it will stop and start, you know, I don't understand. How is it that you want law enforcement, but you want these guys to walk around with crossing guard uniforms on and a flashlight and say, "Hey, you guys are robbing people"? So think about the deputy police commissioner in Baltimore City was robbed at gunpoint with his wife. I mean, that's almost like saying, okay, wow. President Trump came outside to the Rose Garden and got robbed. Him and his wife got the first lady got robbed. It's just like, it's just unreal. And I don't understand how you take and sit up and as a society sit up and I continue to say this has all the fall on the fathers and the men. That's who should be out there really protesting this, to get a hold of these ignorant young men who believe that this is a video game. War, and that's why it burns me up when I hear these armchair generals, no offense intended, that somebody was like, you shouldn't be talking about General McCaffrey. I mean, General McCaffrey, I have the utmost respect for, but if he did not do anything, and if his MOS was not infantry or anything of that nature, and having someone almost trying to kill you every minute, I don't care. I don't really go for that. You know, I don't agree with that. That's like somebody that's trying to tell me how the hood is and you lived in the suburbs all your life. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh no, it's constant. Listen, I get the biggest kick. I want you to think about this. I get the biggest kick out of the majority of hardcore left wing white people that are in the Democrat Party. Always telling everybody what's best for the black community. I always think that it's hilarious. You know.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you in the next segment. I'm gonna tell you in the next segment something that I had to tell one of these black liberals, and I just cannot wait to the next segment because I need to tell you at the beginning of it. Because when I said it to them, I dropped the mic and walked away, and it has to do. I just cannot wait to tell you because you know what? You got to have your talking points when you talk to these people. Not even talking points. You just need to have your facts so you can tell them what you had to tell them and just walk away. See, I don't stand to argue with people like that because I know that they have a feeble mind. And a feeble mind sits up and when they can't think of anything else to say, then they want to start attacking you. Well, right. Your feet are big. Right. Well, you have on this type of shirt. You know, I mean, come on now. That's kids.
You want to talk about facts? You have almost 250 or 60 some odd murders right now in Chicago for the year. And we're not even into the deep middle part of the hot summer. When we start getting into that first week of August, when humidity starts running crazy down there, that's when they get crazy in the streets. But hey, nothing to fear. Chicago's a great city. You should go visit if you have terminal cancer. Show me senior host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility.
President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary, Mark Esper.
On behalf of our entire country, thank you and congratulations. I have absolute confidence that Mark will ensure that our incredible military is fully prepared to deter conflict and to defeat any foe.
Esper then expressing his thanks toward the president.
Our military has made tremendous gains in recent years thanks to your leadership. And today, we are ready to face any challenge, anytime, anywhere, as we continue to stand guard around the world.
Esper confirmed by the Senate 90-8. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being a part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you do spend with us. I appreciate the time that you, you know, tune into the show, that you're involved, that you're engaged. I really, really want to thank you. Let me bring him in because I know he's extremely hot this evening for some reason. And I'm not talking about temperature. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to kind of give us some insight as to what's going on out there in the real world. Right, Corey?
Oh, it's a pleasure to appear. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. God bless and continue to pray for all of our law enforcement. Continue to pray for all of our soldiers abroad and also dealing with the for our president that's dealing with a multitude of situations, especially with Iran and these other powder cake situations around the world. But one thing I want to get to is a situation where I had with one of these black liberals this week, and I told them, I said, you guys, it's people like yourselves that have created this problem in the black community. And I'm speaking to them tonight for these 2 or 3 minutes. First of all, it is your fault. It is the black man's fault for allowing a lot of this to happen. I'm not going to say the black woman, because most men that are real men, if you follow the Bible and if you follow everything that it says in the Bible to the T and not waver and use for just my sole purpose, is that if the man is a true leader and true understander of and has his goals and his heart and his mind together and has a relationship with God, that he leads the family and a woman will follow. Most women are taught that they want a man that's okay, that's a provider, that's a person that understands moral values. And a woman is a nurturer of the children. But I'm not going to say that. I'm just speaking from my opinion or what I interpret from the Bible. Because I know some other people, some pro-feminists that's on both sides, that have a problem with the way that I would say people like myself and Anna conduct our marriage. And I guess they have a problem with, because Anna feels like she...
You're a... You know, Wait a minute, your traditional viewpoint of biblical marriage?
Yeah, thank you, okay. Thank you. And they have an issue with that. They have an issue with that. I cannot help because some of the pro-feminists on both sides have a lot of the LBT in them. Well, you know, have a lot of that in them and everything. And I can't help that. But I'm not here to put anyone on trial or anything. You know, I always believe in the cliche, live and let live. That's what I believe in. So if that's how you do, and if that's what's going on in your household, then you should mind your business and worry about what's going on in your household. And I worry, because I'm not worried about what's going on in yours. I could care less. But I explained to them that a lot of these families, and first the community has to have fathers that's willing to take the lead and get this back straight. This is a very easy fix for all of this chaos and mayhem that's going on in these cities, in these Democrat cities. And mostly that's what it is Democrat cities. But the thing of it is that if you are not going to allow the dad to be a dad, if you're not going to allow the dad to discipline children and what they call back in the Bible, spare the rod, which means that about disciplining and everything, then if you're not going to allow them to do it, how does people think that you're going to allow law enforcement to do it? Because they're not. Because, the whole entire system has been flipped upside down. And again, I will tell you this again, and the conversation went down to them talking about of how police, how law enforcement is so belligerent and disrespectful towards the black community. And I said, well, wait a minute, you're talking about you're not talking about black on black killing. I said, well, let me ask you a question. If that's the case and we could change that, I'm all for it. I said, but let me ask you another question. I said, do you have a problem with all of these Planned Parenthood places being in a black neighborhood and all of these young black women that's going and having this stuff done to them, which is disgusting? Because if you watch the movie Unplanned, you'll understand exactly. It'll make you sick to your stomach and stuff. So while you sitting out whining and crying and everything else, whatever words I would love to use right now, and you sitting out whining about it, why don't you think about Planned Parenthood? Because guess what? That is almost as bad as what happened to the Jews. So if you want to start talking about things that's inhumane and stuff like that, why don't we start with things like that? Law enforcement, look, if you were asked, if it was 2000 law enforcement officers and you were asked to come into a city of 5 or 10 million and there's only 2,500 of us, when do you think the PSTD will start? Well, how long will it be before one of them go? And especially if you don't have the city officials behind you to when you take in trying to do your job, you know, after a while it becomes a situation of, okay, why should I? And I say a lot of this from a lot of law enforcement officers. They'll say, why should I do this? They're gonna let them right back out on the street. See, that's the type of personality that a lot of these people and I want you to know, Joe, and I want everyone to know this in the sound of my voice, that can hear my voice, is that all of this has been socially engineered by people on the Democrat side and the Republican side. The Republicans allow this to happen. The Democrats do it because they have socialist views and they don't believe in, they believe in chaos and mayhem. As I tell you again, agents of chaos, provocateurs and agents of chaos is the key words tonight that you need to remember, especially to the liberal black folks that tune into the show that want to try to come after me and say things about you, Joe, and say things about other people that are in association with me. I say, you know what? I say, as I say every week on Mr. Messina's show, there is a change coming in a couple years. I say, I cannot wait for someone to run of an independent entity that don't have to worry about the RNC or the DNC. Because once again, President Trump didn't need RNC. They brokered a deal so he would be a part of that. He didn't need them. They needed him.
Yep.
Point
I agree with you there, and I think they're going to see that again, or hopefully they'll see that again as we come back around. But you know what? Look, I still go back to this, though, and I know that you and I have gone round and round about this, but we're just talking about Chicago, Baltimore, New York. Look what they did to the... Look what they did to the cops in New York, right? They were throwing water on them. I mean, basically, those guys left that area that they went in to protect people with. Now, you heard me in the opening. I said, why don't we just, let's not put the wall at the border for, let's put that on pause for a second and start raising those 30-foot walls around those cities that are run by Democrats who say they got it all together, but yet you see them coming after the cops. You see what they're doing in those inner cities. Chicago, almost 260 people murdered this year. They got it all figured out. They don't need us.
You're inhumane, Joe.
I know.
That's inhumane for you to do that. they'll never go for it because they'll tell you you're no better than a Nazi himself. You're no better. You're no better than that. But you want law and order. See, that's what the problem is. And dads that are listening to me need to take heed to this. And when a real father, and that's all where this comes from, this has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with the people that get raised up and then walk out the door and then they come out there and they commit these crimes. And that comes from a mom and dad. And I love, because people are like, man, you're the perfect role model. Wrong. I'm not the perfect. I'm like Sir Charles Barkley. I salute him. Because you know what he said back in the 80s? I'm not a role model. I'm not a role model. You want a role model? Hold these fathers and mothers accountable, especially these dads. They need to hold them accountable. Because guess what? If they were first of all not allowed, because you had to be careful of your mate. And that's why I say, you know, we really need to talk about that a whole lot too. Be careful of the mate you choose, young men and men in this world. Because guess what? That person has to work in concert with you to have order, a level of order and accountability in your household. That's why we don't have that problem in this household, because there's order and accountability in this household. Yeah. And I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, but the thing of it is that you got to have it figured, and you got to have a level of wisdom and a level of higher intelligence. And a lot of us don't have that because we're too worried about being friends instead of moms and dads.
Instead of parents, right? Taking the time. It takes a lot more time to parent than it takes to make that child. So think hard before you get started. Well, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Keeping it clean. We'll be back in a little bit. Listen to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Come on. Can you see Corey just swaying back and forth to this? Joe Mattino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to know that you're paying attention. Because I get the emails. I know you're paying attention. I know you're involved. I know most of our people listening involved. I know the trollers are involved, too, because you take notes. And for people who don't listen or watch the show, it's real interesting watching you write verbatim what I said on Facebook. I was gonna, I want you to know I do watch, but I get a kick out of it. I actually enjoy it. Anyway, let me bring him on because I know how much he enjoys it. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week to kind of bring, well, you know, to bring a real sense of reality to the show. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe. And in reference to what you just said, it's amazing how you hear so many people make comments on their Facebook pages, these pundits and these people that oh, I don't watch him because this or that, but then they make comments about me or something that I say, and I'm like, well, you make a comment, but it didn't mean you was watching, right? Oh, okay, so, one thing I hate is a coward. If you want to debate me about anything that I have said about anything, race, anything, the military, anything I've said about people on Facebook or this or that. Why don't you take and get in touch with this gentleman and say, hey, let me come on for 6 or 8 minutes. Yo, let me tell you something. I got plenty of time right now. And if they want to go 2 hours, we can go 2 hours. And you can sit up, and I guarantee that night you will have ratings out of the roof, because it will be no holds barred. Because guess what? When you attack me, I'm going to attack you. And see, that's, I don't mind. And see, what a lot of these people's problems are is that they don't like to have anybody contradict or have them criticize them about anything that they have said or done. And that's what the problem is. I don't mind you criticize me. I don't mind you coming at me, because guess what? Whatever I dish, I can take. So I don't have a problem about that. I don't have a problem about that. Please stop emailing me during the course of the week or emailing Joe. I don't like him. When he talks about race, he makes me sick. Well, if I make you so sick, honey, why are you listening?
That's right. We have freedom in this country. Turn the radio off. Hey, listen.
Exactly.
I love this one. Some of my conservative friends actually thought this was wrong, but I think it's right on. Bill Barr, you got to learn how to love this guy. Bill Barr come out and he said, you know what? We're going to start executing death row prisoners again. I mean, after 16 years of it being on hiatus, he has decided that it's, you know, it's time to start moving forward. That, you know, President Obama wants us to take a look at this, and Bush wants us to. Everybody was kind of sort of against this at a government level, when the majority of Americans feel this is okay to do. Capital punishment is an okay thing to do. It is not inhumane. It is not cruel and unusual punishment, especially some of these people that have viciously murdered and tortured people. I don't get it. Maybe I just don't have enough compassion. But here's what I love. Chuck Schumer came out and he said, see, this administration, they're animals. This is just so bad. Yeah, and people shouldn't be treated like this. And this is not what America stands for. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What is it with you people? They're against everything and anything that holds true, solid moral values, don't you think?
Well, what I'll say is this, and I kind of don't want to go on a record with this. What I would say is that my personal feelings are aligned with yours.
Yep.
And personally, I think that to deter a criminal needs to be seen what it is really like to have the community or your peers answer to your you being an animal and not being able to be in society. I'm not going to sit here and say what level I can think of some levels of what we should be doing. Lethal injection? No. Maybe get that the public firing squads and let you see exactly what's going to happen to you if you do something like this. I'm not saying that's what I would want. That's what we might need to get back to.
If our founding fathers thought it was smart to have public hangings, okay? I mean, who am I to question them? Look at the wonderful job they did with this country. Why should we be second-guessing them?
If a person understands what's going to happen to them if they commit a crime and they kill someone, I mean, well, you know, if someone is murdered, I'm not going to say kill, I'm going to say murdered, or if it's not, if murder is not justifiable, and stealing, when you do certain things, certain places where you steal something, they cut your hand off and everything. And people say, well, that's inhumane. No, it's not inhumane. Guess what? Go and check the statistics of how many situations they have after other citizens sit and watch it. They be like, I don't want to be him.
No.
I don't want to be walking around one-handed to anyone or whatever like that. And guess what? That's what would deter the crime. But when you have criminals and animals and young and people, you know, look at a lot of these rap sheets of these people that commit these crimes in Baltimore City and other places. Their rap sheet is 20 pages long. You're like, why was this animal out on the street to begin with? And then when the people hear me say, hey, you call young people animals, well, when you act like an animal, I'm going to call you an animal. As I always tell people, Corey's cliche, if you put lipstick red lipstick on two pigs, and you have them run down, do a run down drag race a quarter or eighth of a mile and come back, guess what? There'll still be pigs. They'll just be tired pigs, but there'll still be pigs. So what is the situation? You know, I always tell people they get mad about me when they come, when I come on your show, and I tell you, it is just a complete joy to come on here, and I like to needle and piss people off, especially with the truth. And you know, then they don't like my singing. You'll never find. I love that. See, I can sing. See, I can sing. See how much entertainment I bring. And then you get to learn things. You get to learn about how stupid and ignorant some people are, and how we sit up and we argue and we sit up and talk about things that are so irrelevant, like this Thai white man that's on here today, Mr. Mueller, or yesterday. Who cares? The man was born there to answer questions that he never even answered. There wasn't a time he said, I can't answer that, or whatever. You know why he can't answer it? And I'm going to put, I know that some people going to say, no, Corey, don't do that. Yes, I am. How about this? How about somebody had a nice talk with him from the intelligence apparatus of this country, and they say, hey, you can get there and you say whatever you want, but you better not say too much and stuff. And I'm telling you, that man sat there and he didn't answer now one. I was like, this is $2 million. $1 million on something ignorant and stupid. This is dumb. And no, then you got all these people on, let me say this. You got all these people on Facebook and they having all these pundits and talking about it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The man didn't say anything. No, what is it?
See, first of all, I thought some of those people should be arrested for, you know, cruelty to a senior citizen with Alzheimer's. Okay,
right.
I mean, really?
Did you hear that poor guy? No, I can't. The man act like he had all Alzheimer's, and I'm sitting there like, this cat look like. Look, all I want to do is get home so I can sit on my back porch and have my, you know, put my effort grip or whatever it is that you put in your mouth. I know my mother uses it and stuff to keep her dentures in. I know she's listening. But anyway, and so.
Oh, God.
The man don't care about none of this. He can care. He can care less. So
no,
why are the pundits on Facebook, the conservatives and the Republicans, talking about it? Why are you not talking about murder, mayhem, education, things like this? That's things that's prudent, man.
Well, wait a minute. I still say, I just love the fact. Do you remember when Ronald Reagan would be standing near the helicopter and they would be yelling questions at him and he would point to his ear like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Now you know darn well he could hear them or he wouldn't be able to respond to them in any way. So I kind of got that same kind of look yesterday. He's looking, he's got a smirk on his face like, I can't respond to that. I can't discuss that. I can't. Like, what do they really expect? But it was beautiful.
And Joe, I want to say to my beautiful wife, yeah, I got it wrong. It was Alzheimer's. But guess what? That's because I don't have it. So I mispronounce people's names, and I mispronounce them. Guess what? But guess what? You all understand exactly what I'm talking about. But this man did not want to even be there.
Nope.
And I'm like, why are you wasting all this valuable time and money on stupid stuff like this? I'm sorry. I'm just incensed because I don't believe most of these people are in between 40 and 60 years of age. They're in our bracket. They're under that. They have no clue of important things. You know what? Someone asked me a question. I'm going to say this real quick. They said, how would you answer questions? I would say, President Trump, and they was asking me questions about stuff like that. I would say, look, A, I've been vindicated. B, I have to go run the country and continue to have people that the American citizens that have an education and that's able to obtain a job to continue the economy building.
You got to run out of time.
www.conservativegen.com. Thank you for having me on this week, Joe.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, hang out, people, because we're going to talk about the evolution of democracy, right? Where it's headed. How do we get to where we're at today, and how do we fix it? Can we fix it? I have no clue, but we're going to bring somebody on who can. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.